Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ty Jerome. It can't be worse. Ty Jerome, national champ on the Virginia Cap. I'm going to basically let my man Teak take. Teak, introduce your boy, will you? Come on now. Let's go.
National champion for our Virginia Cavaliers. Ty Jerome joins us from New Rochelle, New York. You're local to us. Wahoo wah, first of all, Ty. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, you guys have to feel amazing. We all know the narrative from last season with UNBC to the run through the NCAA tournament, especially starting at the Sweet 16 with all those high-pressure games. What's your emotion putting all that together and thinking about the success that you all as a team just accomplished?
Yeah, honestly, it still doesn't feel real yet. You know, we celebrated a little bit last night as a team, and it was just – it's unreal, you know, to think we were down by 14 points to Gardner-Webb and we were facing another situation like last year, and then to rally back and win the whole thing is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it was. And let me take you through a couple of the games. One, especially Purdue, with Diakite hitting the buzzer beater and you guys ultimately winning in overtime. And then you get to the next round and it's the same thing. It's like a pressure situation every single one of these games, including the final, which also went into overtime. What about you all, the construction of this team, and I guess more importantly, Coach Bennett's personality, I think rubs off on you guys a little bit because he's so damn calm. What is it that makes you guys so capable of executing and slowing your heart rate down in those really critical moments?
Yeah, I think it's just how much belief we have in each other. You know, you look around and everyone believes in each other, and, you know, that just gives everyone confidence to take a big shot or, you know, really buckle down at the end of the game and try to get a stop. And, you know, we don't put any pressure on ourselves, and Coach does a great job of instilling confidence in us, and he prepares us for all those late-game situations.
Just an amazing team. That's Ty Jerome with the Cavs, Virginia Cavaliers, national champs, Tiki School, of course. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Ty, I sit from afar, so I can actually say, yeah, I thought they were going to go back and win it the next year. I mean, did you guys really believe that? I mean, you lost a couple of guys. Devin Hall obviously moves on. He graduates. So some of the leaders from that UNBC team, that 2017-18 team, had left. Did you guys really believe, you know, despite the negativity and the jokes and the clowning and all this nonsense that we all had to endure as Cavalier fans and players. Did you guys really believe it?
Yeah, we did. We actually had higher expectations for ourselves coming into this year than the previous year because I think we knew what we were returning. We knew how good we could be. You know, as the previous year, I think we were preseason 6th or 7th in the ACC. So we knew we had to make up for, you know, Isaiah and Devin leaving, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But we knew how much we were returning to.
You know what's really going to stick with me forever, and I would imagine pretty much everybody that watched this, and just watching Kyle Guy step up to a free throw line and having to make three. Not one out of two, not two out of three, three out of three. Didn't even really graze the rim. But I'm curious, Ty, what's tougher? Being in the spot where your margin for error is almost non-existent, or having to watch a teammate do that and have no control over the situation yourself?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, it wasn't that tough for me because, you know, I've seen him do it so many times, and I have so much belief in him that, you know, when I heard he got fouled, I was like, wow, you know, we're about to win this game. Because, you know, I had, you know, him, I wouldn't rather have anyone else at the line.
I got to tell you, Ty, I was sitting under the basket, the exact basket that Kyle had to shoot those on. As soon as he shot it, I was like, oh, game over. I was so despondent. And the dude said next to me, said, they called a foul. I started freaking out.
Yeah, he couldn't hear the whistle,
Ty. I couldn't hear it because it was so loud. But I knew. And as soon as I knew it was a foul, I said, game over. But you know, let me back you up a while. You know, 4 years ago, you're in Iona Prep up in New Rochelle, which is not far from our studio here in downtown
Manhattan.
I used
to play against Iona Prep. Yeah. Ty, I went to Xavier, by the way. We used to beat you guys up in everything.
Don't let him brag. But, you're getting recruited, and I don't know where you got recruited to, but Tony Bennett comes knocking, and he tells you about his program and what he's trying to build. What was your reaction to him? Because he's unconventional in the sense that most college basketball programs aren't saying we're going to lock down defensively. You're not going to score a ton. You know, we're going to hold teams to our style of play. We're going to play the slowest pace in college basketball. What was enticing to you to head down to Charlottesville and ultimately win this championship? But why did you do that?
Well, when he makes his recruiting pitch, he doesn't focus on, you know, the fact that we're going to play the slowest pace in basketball. That's not the first thing he mentions. But, it was just the family atmosphere and how close everyone on the team was, how united, you know, the whole school is, how big basketball is down here. And then it was the opportunity to grow, you know, on and off the court. Our strength coach is great. And just defense is actually something I really wanted to improve on, especially to try to get to the next level. I knew I needed to grow in that area especially, and you know, I figured, you know, come here and try to work on that.
Yeah, was it hard? Because I saw Malcolm Brogdon at the game as well, and we were asking him about, you know, the proverbial pack line defense that Tony Bennett likes to play, and he says it takes like a year, maybe a year plus, to learn all the ins and outs and the machinations of it. You know, how hard is it to learn the schemes and the defenses and even some of the offensive systems that Tony Bennett likes to employ? Because a lot of college coaches aren't that way. They just roll the ball out on the court and let these athletes take over.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely an adjustment for everyone that comes in, and everyone will say the same thing. For me, it wasn't necessarily the mental aspects of it. I picked up the system pretty quickly. But, you know, just physically trying to guard older guys when I first got to school was real challenging. And really for everybody that came in with me, that came in with that recruiting class, we all had our, you know, different challenges, especially defensively. So it was all something we really had to try to adjust to and try to pick up as fast as possible.
Otherwise, you're not playing. Otherwise, you're exactly. Nailed to the bench and you might be in the transfer portal.
Exactly.
Talking to Ty Jerome, outstanding guard for the Cavs and national champions, and he's with us here on TK and Terry.
I was going to say, make sure you get that in. National champion.
Hey, man, listen, I carry the burden for you, man. I got you back.
You know, look, I think, and I don't know this is as truth, but you know, I'm going to assume that DeAndre Hunter is going to forego his remaining years and go to the NBA. You don't have to comment on that. We don't know yet. But both you and Kyle Guy have a year left. What are your plans?
Yeah, you know, I haven't decided yet. I haven't sat down with coach or sat down with my family yet to fully discuss that and figure that out yet.
But you thinking about it though?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, I can understand. It's got to be enticing, though. I mean, walking off the way that DeAndre certainly, I think, will, and you and Kyle might be able to do it well, is certainly something that's got to be amazing. I know you guys are having a party, at least the school, the athletic department is having a big shindig on Saturday. I wish I could come, but I'm overseas. What are you expecting out there? Because I know when you arrive back yesterday afternoon, it had to be electric in Charlottesville.
Yeah, no, the support was unreal. When we got back, it was hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, just outside of our stadium, you know, waiting for us to walk back in. And Coach Bennett and Kyle addressed the crowd, and everyone, you know, was so enthusiastic. And it was amazing to see the joy we brought to our fans.
Yeah, now – We focus a lot on you, and we focus a lot on Kyle. We focus on DeAndre Hunter because that's the, you know, lottery pick that a lot of people believe will happen in this upcoming NBA draft. But you guys have some unsung heroes. Diakite is not really unsung. He's legendary after that Purdue shot.
Right.
But Braxton Key, I mean, Kihei Clark, who was a youngin. I mean, you guys had this complete unit, and when you guys, you know, first go into camp. Pre this season, after what happened the previous season in the 1-16 matchup, I mean, are you looking at this squad saying we have all the pieces? Because it feels like in retrospect, you did. But did you know it?
Yeah, you know, from day one, I don't think we knew how deep of a bench we would have. I don't think we knew. We had a lot of factors that we didn't know. But we, from day one, we did know that we had a lot of guys that wanted to compete and wanted to win. And Kihei came in from day one, and he loved to compete. And, you know, if you get someone that loves to compete and just wants to win, you can do a lot with that, especially in a culture like this. And same with Braxton. You know, he gives so much to the team. And, you know, Mamadi too, of course. So, you know, you don't win a national championship with three players, of course. So, you know, everyone played their role so well during this run.
I'm going to take that quote and send it down to Chapel Hill and Duke's campus. You don't win a national championship with three players.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
That was the story all season long. Did that bother you all? I mean, you guys yeah. have – I said this yesterday on our show – the best records by percentage, 66-6 over the last 2 years. 91
in the ACC, you mean?
In the country.
Oh, that's right, overall. That's
91% win percentage over the last 2 years. The best in D1. And all anybody wanted to talk about was Zion Williams. And did that bother you guys at all?
No. I mean, you know, honestly, all the attention he got was well-deserved. You know, he's a once-in-a-lifetime player, hell of a player, so... That was all well-deserved, honestly. You know, we loved the two games we had against him and his team. I think I don't think the media does his team justice because he has some really good players around him, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was well-deserved. He had a great year. They had a great year. So definitely no shade thrown that way.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I was going to say, you made my partner's winter.
Man.
I mean, every turn, every bump in the road, where there weren't many, but these games, he was on pins and needles. He was there, obviously, as
yep.
he said. I don't like to ride in the little Robin part of the Batmobile. I usually like to kind of drive it, but for this ride, I was certainly sitting shotgunned. It was a cool ride as well for me. Hey. I didn't even go to Virginia, man. Great accomplishment.
Yeah, Ty, I got to sit courtside right next to John Paul Jones, who obviously you know, because it's the John okay. Paul Jones yeah. Arena. And it was the most amazing moment of my fandom life to stand right there with his family, wrap hands around everybody, and scream the good old song to the Raptors. So, wahoo wah. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.